early. I have a different schedule.
You do.
So,
look, I would never see 8 o'clock at night if I was on your schedule. So
it's not pleasant.
I don't fault you. All right, before the break, we asked this question.
Go for it.
This is a Sports Nation question that Patrick sent to us. Who's a better athlete, jockey, golfer, or a NASCAR driver? I think a lot of jokes start that way. A jockey, a golfer, and a NASCAR driver walk into a bar. So what exactly is an athlete by definition, Chris Kane?
According to Merriam-Webster, online dictionary.
What do they know?
Well, that's what I said. But their definition of an athlete, a person who is trained or skilled in exercises, sports, or games requiring physical strength, agility, or stamina. Would you like me to use it in a sentence for you?
Please.
Okay. Athletes from around the world will be competing at the Olympics.
Okay. Well, horse racing is not an Olympic sport. Neither is NASCAR. So by definition there, by your sentence, a golfer would be the only athlete.
By that example.
Good.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. And then at the very bottom, there's some good comedy because it says, why did you look up athlete and Phil... it connects to Facebook, by the way, so everyone's accountable these days on these sites, proving to my friends that golfers are not athletes. That's what he said.
Yeah.
And then someone under that said, neither are NASCAR drivers.
Okay, now you said in the definition, didn't you read it one more time? You said something about a skill.
This is very important here. When you look at this definition, folks, listen to what they define athlete as. A person who is trained or skilled in exercises, sports, or games requiring physical strength, agility, or stamina.
But exercises doesn't necessarily mean working out.
Define exercises.
Exercises means activities. I take that to mean activities.
So is cheerleading a sport?
No.
Okay. What about jump roping? Or an athlete? Do you have to be an athlete to cheerlead? That's the difference. No, it's not sport. Do you have to be an athlete to be a cheerleader?
Yes.
I think so.
Absolutely.
So we're defining athlete, not sports, by
the
way, everybody.
I think to be, it's not just cheerleading. I think that to be a sport, you have to compete at the same time.
But we're not talking about sports. We're taking three sports and asking who's the better athlete.
Okay, you're right.
So we're throwing out the sport model.
No doubt. I've always said that cheerleaders are athletes, but it's not a sport.
So there you go. Okay.
Yes.
So now we're trying to figure out who is the better athlete, jockey, golfer, or NASCAR? You can weigh in, call us in on the Revolution Hotline, email us.
I can't call the hotline because I don't know the number. You can call it a regular old phone line, 433-1037.
That's what I meant to say.
Or 1-800-477-1037. Nice drop in, though, the client.
I try.
Okay, so what do you think? I think it's pretty clear-cut. NASCAR, I don't think they're great athletes, but I do think it's an incredible skill, and I have a lot more respect for NASCAR.
It takes a toll on the body, too.
There is no doubt. And then I look at a guy like Mark Martin, who's an unbelievable athlete. He's in incredible shape, and he keeps his body in amazing shape.
Carl Edwards does backflips.
Most of those guys are in good shape. You don't see a lot of fat NASCAR drivers.
No. Tony Stewart's probably the biggest one, the biggest guy physically of all of them. He's not fat by any means.
No, he just drinks 14 beers a night.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
No problem. Golfer, I mean, I don't think... Golf is another great skill, but I've seen plenty of people who are not necessarily very fit who are great golfers.
It is one of the toughest skills, though, out there.
There is no question.
To master.
I saw Stadler's kid playing this weekend. He is a house. If that dude had to run 100 yards, he would die. I mean, literally, I think he would die. His heart would explode.
Okay. So then now you're narrowing it down to your pick. And this is...
Mine is no
jockey.
Question. I think jockey takes, A, it takes guts, just like NASCAR.
Okay.
B, it takes an incredible amount of balance and an incredible amount of pressure. I mean, there are some similarities to NASCAR because you have to have, it's a great skill. You have to really understand the strategy of racing.
Yes.
But you also, in this case, instead of controlling a heavy car, you're controlling a heavy animal.
You're a little more unpredictable.
You're trying to get it to do what you want it to do. I think it's an unbelievable skill. Plus, you have to keep yourself in incredible shape because your weight is absolutely... I mean, it's not the most important thing, but it's right up there. Where if you, I mean, it's like wrestling or boxing. You have to be at a certain weight.
Sure. Justin Lewis from Channel 7 echoing everything that you said. He says jockey and same thing, amazing strength, have to make weight, balance, and control a horse going about 50 miles an hour.
Right.
Which, that's pretty impressive. And when you pound for pound look at a jockey, some of the strongest, most fit guys out there.
There's no question. Or gals.
Or gals, exactly. Don't want to. But I don't know. When you look at the definition of athlete, it goes back to the definition. I just think golf is such an incredible skill.
It is a master. So is ping pong.
But golf is
I'm not comparing, I'm just saying.
I know.
What about billiards? I don't think it's close. I think jockey's by far. I don't think it's competitive.
But I think what separates, I don't know. I give jockeys a ton of credit.
I make an argument. Jockey is the greatest athletes in the world.
In the world.
Sure.
You can argue.
Football player, basketball player, jockey. Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
What do you got?
About NASCAR. Throw in the Dodger Boy, throw in the pit crew.
You know what? That's a good point. There's some great athletes in the pit crew. What they do is amazing.
Yes, sir.
The timely manner that they're able to execute that is incredible. Brad makes a good point. Brad says that I'm biased towards jockeys because they're about my height. Fair point. Can argue that. Is that why you are, too?
What?
I can never be a jockey, though.
Jimmy, thanks for the call.
Thank you, Jimmy.
I can never be a jockey because of my weight. I have weight issues. You know what? I'm big boned.
It's true.
Ask anyone.
It's okay. You were born that way.
Yeah. Thank you, Lady Gaga. Appreciate that. This weekend at the track, it did all come down to this, and I was a little worried. You want to talk about a real tough deal for a jockey is when a horse has a mind of its own and a thought of its own. I seriously thought Orb was going to run all the way to the outside rail. Orb was trying to clear space, and they kept moving further and further out. Even when he was clear, they kept sliding out. I'm thinking, man, where are you going? But it all worked out just fine.
Here is Orb on the outside. Orb and Joel Rosario take the lead with a 16th of a mile to go in the Kentucky Derby. Orb is out in front. Jarvis War is absolutely flying. In fact, it's Golden Soul, but it is Orb to win the Derby.
Did anybody realize that the guy who introduces the golfers at the British Open also calls the Kentucky Derby?
Not until just now.
Sounds like exactly the same guy. Is it just me?
That'd be a fun fact, but I'm sure it's...
Next on the tee, Chris Kane! Wait for the British Open to roll. Nick coming up to the tee.
Save that clip.
Big baby!
Save that clip. Let's
compare.
It's
the same guy. I'm telling you, it's the same guy. And here's my thing. I've been all over Kentucky. I have yet to meet a guy with an accent like that.
There.
Like if you say, hey, boy, down the stretch they come, and here comes old Orb. Look out, he's going to celebrate with all them tonight. Sissy mama, he's going to be home to party tonight. And that makes sense to me.
Well,
but I've never heard anybody from Kentucky that sounds like
you
that.
You didn't listen to the home broadcast. You listened to the national broadcast. The home broadcast is much different, I'm sure.
No, that is the broadcast.
Kidding. Relax. The day comedy and sarcasm dies in this world, I fear for our race.
What's the Japanese broadcast sound like? I'm happy for Shug McGahee.
I am, too. Hey.
Brief and to the point.
He's ups.
Hall of Famer who wins his first Derby.
It means everything to me. I'd always dreamed of this day and it finally came.
And he's from Lexington, I want to say. He's a Kentucky native.
Sure.
So it's a nice story. JT, next
What's
on the phone.
Gentlemen?
JT!
Hey, we're talking about sports and a couple of gentlemen in military uniform just got out of a truck right beside me. There's some athletes for you.
Who's that? Military guys?
Military personnel.
Yeah.
No question. No question.
No doubt.
But no, I actually watched some NASCAR this weekend as well, along as watching the Derby. The NASCAR drivers actually have you beat by a lot because they've got a 3,500-pound animal beneath them running 200 miles an hour with wind that actually blew up one of probably blew it and it rolled and landed on top of somebody. Now, I'm pretty sure that'll hurt worse.
Yeah.
And they have to watch their weight, too, because the fatter they are, the more their car weighs, it means the slower they go.
Well, by that rationale, Danica Patrick should be crushing everyone.
You would think, but I think she got wrecked, too.
Yeah, she did. She sure
did. By the way, Game of Thrones, I won't ruin anything for you, but it's setting it up a little bit more for later on. There's 4 episodes left. Still plenty of fun things to watch.
Only 4? That's so
that's
depressing.
It is. It's disappointing. JT, appreciate the heads
Thank
up.
Thank you, JT.
I'll be watching it tonight. That and Veep. Veep is becoming one of my top 3 shows.
I need to get on that one.
It's
that's
fantastic. It's great writing.
I love Elaine.
It's great writing, man. Excellent. All right, we got a whole hour left. At least some of us do. Others have to go take care of work responsibilities.
That's right.
18 holes worth of work responsibilities for Chris Kane.
It's tough. I don't know how I do it. But I appreciate your time letting me be on here.
You know what I always say, Sugar Cane? 2 hours of Sugar Cane is better than none.
Thank you, sir.
So we appreciate you for all you do.
Always a pleasure.
All right. I think we settled it. I don't even know if we did or not. Anyway, it's 11:58.